is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. And I want to start this off by apologizing for not uploading in the past couple of days. I've been going through a lot of different situations. I think since my previous podcast, after that, I've just been dealing with a lot of different personal situations and having to handle them, as well as just busy with fucking work. So life has been really taking a toll on me at the moment, and I just wanted to apologize for that and not bringing out content to you. So yeah, let's go straight into this podcast. Thank you so much for clicking on it, and let's get into this. So in this podcast, I am going to bring up the idea of, give me one moment, of with towing companies. And my biggest thing with, I have a towing companies, I've been towed a couple times, and I had a situation recently which I do want to speak on. I actually got my car towed about a couple days ago, so I had to deal with that. It was one problem, but this situation just really got me so mad, because tow truck companies are so fucking annoying, and I know how they are. And even growing up, I've always kind of like had the idea from YouTube videos, as well as people telling me, like my brother or adults, how mechanics are finding the right one. So I never really realized it was going to be a problem for me to deal with until obviously I got older and smarter and realized it was going to be something I have to deal with eventually. But so I get my car towed now. I'm going to say this right now. My car was in a spot where it was available to be towed, so there was no wrong in that part. But I'm just going to kind of get to the point of my story. So yeah, I was kind of pulled up. I was actually doing laundry with my girlfriend at a laundromat place. Then we kind of pulled up to the apartment because we ordered groceries for the apartment. We ordered groceries, and it was from a delivering app. I forgot what it was, but it was about an hour or two, and it delivered it. So we had to go back home to make sure we put the stuff inside, nobody steal it, and then go back to the delivery place, right? And in that process, when I stopped, parked my car, and just to go inside the apartment, put the stuff that was just outside my door, put it inside, and come back out, was about 5 minutes, maybe less. In this process, my car gets towed. So either that tow truck was following me, and this is after hours, so that place, that the tow truck, let me say this now, the tow truck that took my car, they took it after five. And what, I'll explain that situation in a second, why I'm mentioning that now. So yes, I was gone for only about 5 minutes, and then my car gets taken away. Now that's when I'm like, fuck, did someone steal it? Because we were only gone for a couple minutes. This isn't like a 10 minute thing, a 15 minute thing. This was literally like, they got my car and they fucking hooked that shit, and they just dipped. And I don't know if they were following or what the situation was, but that's what happened. And again, my car was in the right to be taken away. It was just weird how quickly that process happened in less than 5 minutes. And I'm not exaggerating, I'm not bullshitting, because if you think about it right now, at your place or whatever apartment, if you're just trying to put something inside, how long does that take? So let's say you're at your car, you park your car, and you go inside to put something that's outside your front doorstep inside, and then come back out to find out your car's gone. Now just imagine that. It sounds a little bit weird, like nah, but that's what happened in my situation. And that's why I was like, what the fuck? But I thought my car was stolen, so I called the cops, and they told me that a tow truck just picked it up, motherfuckers. So I was like, okay, you know, blah, blah, give me the number, blah, blah, and I have to go pick it up at 8:45. And so when I get there, I get to the tow truck company, the guy's pulling up with another car that he just picked up off, actually on the same apartment building. And anyways, so when he gets there, I'm like, okay, like I need to make sure that this guy shows me documentation before I sign documentation of what my car, because you're supposed to get legal documentation before you pay in regards to which company is towing the car and where will the car be, and proof that the car was there, just in case if anything happens. And I know that, and I'm not stupid. So when he came out, I was telling him like, okay, blah blah. So he said, I didn't have my car is registered, it has insurance, but the problem is I didn't have any papers that were up to date on that in my car, which is stupid of me. But it was pretty far along. And yeah, so they took my car, and when I told him, he was telling me about that, and I was like, oh, well, I'm sorry, no, I don't, you know, I have insurance, but it's just not the actual form in which it's up to date. And then he kind of said, he goes like, oh, I'm sorry, man, I can't really do anything. I was like, okay, I was kind of bummed out for a second, because maybe, you know, I can't really do anything. But then he said, you know what, I'll just let it go, because I understand, and blah, blah, blah. But, like, I had the paper that I had in there was, like, probably from last year. So, it was pretty old. And he said if it was 3 to 4 months, then he would have taken it. He still took it. Now, my girl was like, okay, I'll tell you. Okay, so, let me just keep on going with the story. So, he takes it, and he's, and then I'm like, okay, you know, man, I'm kind of somewhat, like, okay with that. Like, you know what, he's helping me out on that. But then I tell him, okay, and before I sign, I want to make sure I get documentation and see documentation of my car being here, of, you know, blah, 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 just the whole process of everything that happened. And as I kept asking for that, he kept saying, no, like that's not a thing, blah, 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 talking about Google and this and that, saying how if you read the reviews on Google, then that's BS. And then he kept saying, like, did you go to Brothers? There's a... another me- or not a mechanic a fucking tow truck area right across where I've actually been towed before, but the guy asked me if I talked to them, and I was like, no. And then he's like, oh, because they're always talking shit on us. And I'm like, okay, like that doesn't really matter, that they're irrelevant right now. And then at that time I was like, okay, well, I want to see information before I sign anything. And then I was like, okay, go bring out whatever you're gonna bring out. And when I was consistently asking him that about the documentation, he kept getting, he looked a little nervous. He looked like he was tripping, and he was kind of doing something a little weird. Anyways, and then I'm like, okay, bring out the information. So then he goes into the little office, takes about 10 minutes, and then he comes back out. And in that time span, I was just kind of at my car right there with my girlfriend waiting. And he comes out, and I'm like, okay, reading through all the information. He comes out and he gives me a whiteboard or something, so I can write on the paper to sign and get my car out of the tow truck, right? So yeah, he comes out with that, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna read this first. So I look, he tells me what the pages are before I start reading them, saying this page is for this, this page for that, this page for that. I'm like, okay, now let me read it. And I go to the first one, and he's saying the first page is just document, is the copy of the page I'm supposed to sign, in which it's their form. I'm like, okay. And then there's a page right under that, and I didn't get to see it. And right when I was gonna flip it over, he got super fucking suspicious, and he literally yanked the paper out of these, because all these papers were stapled. So I should have said that, but these papers are stapled, and he ripped it out. And I'm like, okay, like, why are you ripping it out? Why did you just rip it out? I'm trying to read this. And he was telling me, like, oh no, you don't need to see that. And he ripped it out. And I'm like, okay, why was this attached then? Why did you come out and you bring these forms to me, and I'm not supposed to read it? And he kept giving me some bullshit, stupid answer. Like, he was so, like, when you ever seen a little kid when they just don't know what to say, but they're trying to give you an answer that isn't even related to what you're saying? And that's what he was doing. He kept fucking doing that. And I kept telling him, while, like, in his eyes, while he was sweating, and this guy was like, he knew he was bullshitting, but he was trying to just divert it to a different direction. And I kept saying, do you really see how this is suspicious? I kept looking in his eyes. Do you see how suspicious this is? Do you want me to sign this after you just ripped that paper off that you attached onto here? Like, what the fuck? Like, what kind of shit is that? And every time I asked him, I was like, why am I not able to see that paper? Like, why was it on here not able to see it? He kept giving me a very small glimpse of it. So, have you ever just kind of showed someone a paper and then kind of, like, put it down? Like, I don't know if you're joking, maybe as a kid or something. I don't really know, but, like, he gave me a small, he lifted it up, and then he put the paper right back down, and he kept telling me that I didn't need to see that for some reason. And I don't know what the fuck that deal was, but at this time it was already around 9 or 10 o'clock. So I was with my girlfriend, and we were gonna have friends over a little later that night, and we still had to do fold our laundry as well. So we were kind of like, okay, you know what, we shouldn't waste too much time here. But guess how much I spent? I spent $448. I didn't even spend that much at the other place I got towed to, and it was just ridiculous. It was just super fucking ridiculous. And I at the end of, like, the whole conversation, I kept telling him, like I just wanted to get my car back. So I told him, like, I don't want anything weird to fucking happen. I don't want anything suspicious to happen. If I see anything come up that isn't correct and it's happening, then, you know, obviously I'm gonna take it serious, and hope, maybe, you know, I might end up taking it to court if it gets to that point. Cause what he did was not okay. Tow truck companies, I hate them, and I not for the people sometimes, because I understand they're just doing it, but sometimes they know what they're doing, and they fucking do it for shady shit to get their money. And it's so fucking ridiculous because they do it to people. Like, they do it to us. They do it. It's not okay. And that shouldn't be a thing. That shouldn't... I don't know, man. I wish there was a better process for that. And I'm not the only one who's been affected by these shady-ass fucking tow truck companies that tried to, like, fuck you up. But... I think I mentioned... I'm trying to remember... What I kind of just said in the podcast right now, in which I was going to bring up. I don't remember, but that was pretty much the whole story on that situation. He was just super, like... He knew he did something that wasn't supposed to be done. Oh, that's what I was talking about. The picking up after hours. So, on the chart, it shows you what you're being charged for and what the paper he gave me, it also showed me what I was being charged for, and I said, okay, blah, blah, understand. And I was asking him questions about it. And then I saw the after-hour ones, and I didn't say anything then because I didn't realize it till after. But tow truck companies aren't supposed to look for cars after hours unless they get called or blah, 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 and then they need to handle that situation. Yeah, but if they're looking for cars after hours, it will be an extra $115. So that's why my payment should only have been about 300 something something, but because he wanted to get cars after hours and he wanted to get more money, he did it that way, picked up my car, got an extra 115 onto that, and it was banked just like that. And these motherfuckers will do that to you. So if you ever get your car towed, you need to be aware, please, because they do shady shit like this. And it's not cap. Like, it's not cap, and it's not gonna happen to you, because it is. And if you get your car towed one of these days, you're just gonna have to deal with that bullshit unless you have the money for it and you just don't give a fuck. Then I understand that. But if you're someone who's like me, someone who's kind of who's in the real world on their own, and they're not too sure with those situations, like, those situations are real, and they are real, and they will try to get their money, and sometimes, and they will, don't get me wrong, they will get their money. But I feel that it's always important to fight back and to know what the fuck you're going into, because these people will take your money and they will put that shit on you. And, you know, you have to deal with it. I had to deal with losing around almost $500 and just paying it right there off fucking cash and shit. So, yeah, but I didn't want to tell that story because I just think that awareness on that needs to be brought out as well. Like, that shit is so ridiculous. Like, I don't know, tow trucks companies, they can do some shady shit. So thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. Again, I do want to apologize for not uploading in the past 7 days, I believe it is. And I just want to apologize. I've just been going through different situations as well as work, man. I've been tired, so I've been trying, and I'm hoping to keep trying. So thank you so much. Until next time, stay safe during this pandemic.